WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden says there are things he could have done better when it comes to classified documents.
I wish I had paid more attention to how the documents were being moved and where. I thought they were being moved to the archives. I thought all was being moved. That's what I thought.
Mr. Biden responding to Special Counsel Robert Hur's report today. It found wrongdoing on the part of the president and questions his memory, but it doesn't recommend criminal charges. The Supreme Court heard arguments over Colorado's attempt to keep former President Trump off the state's primary ballot. A Nevada jury has awarded about $130 million in damages to five people who suffered liver damage after drinking bottled water marketed by a Las Vegas-based company. The Senate voted to begin work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Six people from the same family are presumed dead after a shooting and a fire at a home this week in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Moscow says Russia and Ukraine conducted a prisoner swap facilitated by the United Arab Emirates. Canada's largest media company is ending multiple television newscasts and making other program cuts after its parent company announced 4,800 layoffs and the sale of almost half of its radio stations. A world record dream goes up in flames.
A man from France who spent 8 years building a 23-foot-tall matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower will not get into the Guinness Book of World Records. He used 700,000 matchsticks to make it, but he had the matches specially manufactured without sulfur on the tips. Guinness says that means they're not really matches. Even though it's a perfect replica of the Eiffel Tower, it doesn't qualify. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The group behind Hollywood's Oscars is creating a new award for casting directors. The Board of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says casting directors play an essential role in filmmaking. The award will start next year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks trade away Robin Lopez. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making moves at the NBA trade deadline. They've picked up guard Patrick Beverley from the 76ers in exchange for their second-round pick in the 2027 draft. The move seen as a way to improve on defense. Beverley is 35 years old, played for Doc Rivers when he was the head coach in Philadelphia. To make room, the Bucks traded Robin Lopez, the twin brother of Brooke, to the Sacramento Kings for cash considerations. The Kings then expected to release him, making him a free agent. Allegiant. The Bucks hosting the Timberwolves tonight. College hoops, the Badgers losing in Michigan last night, 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. Turnovers, defense are to blame. How can they fix it? Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Six of the first 19 possessions, we turned the ball over. Yeah, I mean, you give any team confidence, let alone one that's really searching for good things to happen, you're asking for trouble. That's the game right there.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Couple of rain showers around this evening, snow showers tonight, and breezy. A low close to 30. Staying rather breezy tomorrow, a few flurries mainly early, otherwise cloudy and a high in the mid-30s. Some sun back this weekend, highs close to 30. Currently it's 37.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cold and cuff, hitting the cup again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting news from Natives at Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, before we get to our guest, Robert Lilligren, our weekly Thursday guest, and we like to check in. We have a jam-packed show. Do you want to tell everybody what the show is about here today, Haley?
Yeah, well, we'll have Robert Lilligren on of NACTI, as always, and then we have a great update here from the Wisconsin Governor, Tony Evers, and then we'll have Anna Negrete on, who is from the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Minnesota office, as well as artist Rory Wakeemup.
That's an awesome jam-packed show. Hey, and I just want to give the U students a big shout-out that I was speaking into the media class today at the University of Minnesota. A lot of great questions about media, but also about us Natives here in Minnesota and all over Turtle Island. Really respectful and a great class there. Big shout-out to them. Hey, before we get to our guest, Robert Lilligren, let's take a quick listen to Governor Evers of the great state of Wisconsin.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Last year, I declared 2023 the year of mental health in Wisconsin. I was proud to sign a biennial budget that made key investments addressing our state's mental health crisis, including $30 million for school-based mental health services, $10 million to establish two crisis urgent care and observation centers, and $200,000 for DATCAP's Farmer Mental Health Assistance Program. And thanks in large part due to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, we are also proud to announce nearly $17 million in federal funding to support operations of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. But I'll tell you, 1 year later, as governor and as a grandfather, my concerns have not changed. According to the last report from the Office of Children's Mental Health, kids continue to report highly concerning levels of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts, especially among girls, kids of color, and LGBTQ youth. And one in six kids experience a serious episode of depression in 2023. It used to be one in seven. My administration and I are not going to let up on our work on this issue in 2024. We're going to double our efforts to take a whole-of-government approach. That's why in my 2024 State of the State address, I announced that we're creating an interagency council on mental health that will bring state agencies together to reduce barriers and address gaps in mental health services statewide. This council will work to develop a statewide mental health action plan to address the root causes of our mental health crisis, increase awareness and reduce stigma, and build capacity for us to expand access to mental health services statewide. Our state's mental health challenges are significant. Let's do more and urgently to make a difference on this issue in 2024. We just have to. Thank you so much and take care.
Hey, thank you, Governor Evers. Almost called him the doctor, but Governor Evers. Hey, here with Robert Lilligren, CEO and president of Native American Community Development Institute. And welcome as always. I just want to touch real quick before we get going on what we normally talk about. Governor Evers there talking about mental health, and those statistics there were pretty staggering, what he was saying.
They are staggering. So bonjour, Robert, bonjour, Haley. So good to be here. Thanks for having me. And what's more staggering is the lack of systemic response, right? And so, you know, you have such a good governor over there in Wisconsin, and I'm glad he goes there. And everyone seems to be aware of mental health and its impacts on other parts of our lives and cultures, but it seems like so few people do anything about it.
Yeah, really good. And I can't imagine being a student and going through the COVID, social media, all these things that are out there to, I don't know if this is the right way to put it, but to depress people. I saw Michelle, I can't think of her name. There was an actor who, she was in Pretty Woman. What's her name? What the heck?
The main girl?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts?
Yeah, I saw Julia. Thanks, Haley. I saw Julia Roberts do a message about having a picture of with her and her niece having fun in breakfast, no makeup. It's big smiles on their face, and she posted the picture. And all the people that attacked her for not looking old, looking, you know, makeup, hair. And she said, I'm a 50-year-old woman, and it's still hard on me. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine being a teenager and people attacking my teenage self that way.
Right.
Yeah. And the statistics that Governor Evers was quoting, that 1 in 6 young people, students, experience depression, used to be 1 in 7. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Robert, I think post-COVID, post-isolation, it's not surprising, right? That did a number of a lot of us, and I, you know, myself included, and I feel like I'm even now sort of still processing what all of that meant. And so when you look at the impacts on kids, I don't have kids, but several of my friends have been having real issues with their children's mental health. Mm-hmm. As they're trying to return to normal, but that whole 2 years really did a number on young people. And so, and then of course you can, and I'm just extrapolating here, but you can always accelerate those statistics for Native youth, right? And for Native people. And when we're already starting from a traumatized mindset, you know, what the impact might have been. And so I've been in this real resource conversation in a lot of different realms that I'm active in recently, and so I go to the resources, right? Put your money where your mouth is. Get the resources to the communities that are working directly with these young people, or in our case with young Native people, and make sure they are adequately resourced to address the issues.
Absolutely, and really, really good points. And I did not know what Governor Evers was talking about, and so it kind of shook me there for a second, and that's why I think it's important for us to talk about, like we do with Dr. Stately, mental health, because COVID's been going on 4 years, and then multiply that by being vulnerable and young, because I might have pretended when I was young to have self-esteem, but I was still young and learning and pretending to have self-esteem.
And I think the Julia Roberts example of how, you know, one of the most beautiful people in the world still has insecurities about her appearance. And, you know, I just think that's amazing. And I remember, this is not directly correlated, but somewhat, but back in the day, and I'm trying to remember her name, but she was the Republican governor of a Pacific Northwestern state, Oregon, I think, and she signed into law or vetoed some sweeping LGBT rights acts, and her party, her Republican Party, was very upset with her, you know, and she had a gay son. And so that really directly impacted her governance, you know, and she gave this beautiful speech. I mean, I'm sure you can still find it online, but back in the day, so this must have been about a little over 10 years ago, you know, when she was speaking, I just got all emotional. And, you know, I said to my friends who I was with, I said, what does this say about me? I'm a 50-year-old man, and I still need this kind of affirmation on my identity as a gay man or two-spirit man, you know. And so I get it. That stuff stays with you, that childhood stuff.
Yeah, and words do matter. They really do. And amplify that, multiply that with COVID and all these images you see in the media and all those things that young people have to deal with that I never dealt with. I don't remember ever combing my hair. No, just kidding. Oh, wow. I combed my hair in the disco way back in the 70s. Yeah.
Right. Back in the days, you were blow drying.
That's right. And I was thinking about getting a perm, too, get an afro. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Robert Lilligren. Oh,
stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas.
When we face our fears.
Let go of our addictions.
When we relearn our values.
When we live our teachings.
Respecting our elders.
Cherishing and honoring our children.
When we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota private colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we are totally blessed to always have Robert Lilligren stop in here, and he's the president and CEO of Native American Community Development and Institute, amongst a lot of things. And I was down in your office talking to a few of workers at your office, and we were just talking about all the things that you're involved with, and thank goodness you're involved with, and we have a Native voice in all those what were you talking about, 18 groups that you're part of?
I joke about my 17 titles, right? And
yeah,
that came from a reporter, actually, and I was going to go on air, and she said, I know you have it was 16 at the time, she goes, I know you have 16 titles, but you can only use one. What one do you want me to use? And then shortly after that, I gained a new one. So I guess she had counted. So, but, you know, it's such a privilege and humbling to bring voice to these spaces. But also then, you know, part of my mission all along is to bring other voices in and other voices along. And so that's really what I try to use the access that I've been privileged to to accumulate in my career, is to bring other voices in, and Native voices, young voices, BIPOC voices, queer voices, to bring others with you.
Well, and I want to, and we don't bring this up enough, and it probably should be part of your intro, but Blake breaking the glass ceiling, so to speak, for Native Americans and city council, and being a Minneapolis city council member for all those years, and not only a Native American, but, you know, a gay man, showing perspective, and that's a huge deal, too.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the recognition. Again, it's humbling, you know. But these first, so I'm also on the, now I'm on our regional government, Metropolitan Council, first Native member there. I'm amongst other, you know, I'm chairing this very high profile board right now in Minneapolis. It's our Convention and Visitors Association board, Meet Minneapolis, first Native person to do that. And right away, I got another Native person on the board. I think she is the second. It's Shelley Buck, who is the CEO of the Waumea Omnia Kadayapi, right downtown Friends of the Falls, former Prairie Island elected official for a number of years. So there's one thing when you're the one in the room, but it's something completely different when there's two of you, and then three of you or four of you.
To my understanding,
feeling the power.
Two, to my understanding, Allison's working with you guys too.
Yeah, Allison Walkow, one of the famous Walkow sisters, right?
And yeah.
She just got hired by the Metropolitan Council as our first tribal and Native community liaison, and we're already putting her to great work. My council is assembling a group of partners to advise us on our 2050, the year 2050 comprehensive plan guidelines, and so that we acknowledge land and water and do this in a good way. And I gotta tell you guys, just this week we were looking at some of the draft work, and so our job is to guide their regional planning, comprehensive planning. We do it every 10 years, all the cities and counties do. And then Met Council is the keeper of that plan, right? So now we're setting the design guidelines for our 2050 comprehensive plans. They're very forward-looking. But already, like, we were looking at the guidelines, and the first one is, I can't remember if this is exactly the language, but it was something like acknowledging the sanctity of the land and water. Ooh. Or something like that. And that's a policy direction. Whoa. From the Met Council. I'm like, yep, that wouldn't be there if I wasn't sitting here. You know, you gotta claim your little victories.
Absolutely. Hey, I was at the U of M today talking to a media class, and boy, did they have a lot of questions. And I gave a presentation, and I was in there for an hour, and it was interesting. One of the students asked about Two Spirits, and had heard about that, and how Two Spirits what I said to him is that the Two Spirit people and our medicine men were the first to be attacked by the colonizers because they were the leaders of our tribes, and also, you know, of course, we're led by women, but they were also the big leaders, and just a lot of great questions. I want to, before we talk a little national stuff, because I know there's some talk about, you know, the Supreme Court here, I want to swing back and talk about Okeezy real quick before, so we make sure we have time to talk about that great event.
Cool. And I welcome Haley's input as well. She was at the opening, right? And my organization, our organization, NACDI, operates the All My Relations Arts Gallery, and we have this great partnership with the American Swedish Institute, a really prominent organization here. And we are showing work that's from both Swedish artists and Native artists in both of our venues at the same time. So I invite people to stop by All My Relations and to visit American Swedish Institute. And one of the Swedish artists is Sami, and ethnically and culturally Sami. And I don't know how much folks know about the Scandinavian indigenous people, Samis, but their experience very much parallels American indigenous people. They were colonized, forced to assimilate, they experienced genocide, and a lot of the control of their livelihoods was connected to the migratory patterns of reindeer.
Oh.
And so the government used eliminating the reindeer to control the Sami people and to force them to assimilate or to starve them and to cause genocide, much like the elimination of buffalo on the plains here in the U.S. happened. And so there's all these parallels. So it's this stunning show in the gallery, but really a meaningful partnership starting here. I don't know, Haley, what did you think?
I thought it was beautiful. You know, I'm always just so blissfully surprised by the exhibits you guys have at All My Relations. And I was there for opening night, and it was a huge turnout. There were so many people there, so many really great comments on a lot of the art pieces. And I know that the Somni part of the group that they had traveled into the country, so they came a long way. And I just remember hearing, you know, I talked to them for a little bit, and they were so grateful to share this exhibit with you guys. And I really encourage everyone to go check that out at 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Awesome. I really like it. Yeah, good. I had FOMO. I was in Madison, and it's a long story, but for my other job, I did happen to go in there a couple days ago, and I really enjoyed you're talking about the deer or the reindeer, and they had that big mural of the reindeer
pieces,
and then it really makes sense. And then also I really liked, and it's an interesting time of year for us now, because I see people tapping their trees now, and I did see a really cool piece of art in a glass representing that, and that was fun.
The
to
syrup
see
little syrup glasses all around.
So
I don't know if you saw when you were there, Robert or Haley, but the way they have directed the lights when they hit the glasses, and they create this beautiful geometric pattern around the base of all of those glasses. It's like a beaker of syrup, and then a circular circled by little glasses of syrup, and it really enhanced the beauty of the piece.
Wow. I didn't see that. Did you, Haley?
I didn't notice the light either, but I was like, ooh, syrup.
I'm gonna email Alan. He took me through the... I'm going to give her some harsh words.
There's a little sign there that says, do not touch. They should probably put one under, do not drink.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because I was touching and go, I really like this one. And then he pointed to the sign, do not touch. And I was like, well... That's funny that you brought that up. But give the address one more time, Haley, if you don't mind, and maybe the hours, too.
All My Relations Arts Gallery is at 1414 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis.
The Native Corridor that we like to talk about. And soon enough, I guess I hear May 1st, we're going to have a grand opening of the Indian Center reopening of the Indian Center. We're also the 14th going to have our MMIWR walk in March. And that's always used to end and begin there. So it's starting somewhere else.
Not quite ready yet, but that March. And it's good to see that you're having Rory wake him up on, because he does a lot of organizing around that event, community engagement. And he's a former All My Relations Arts Director as well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. That's how I met him. He was doing, matter of fact, he was doing in the museum screen printing for No Dapple. And I went down there and brought a couple jean jackets and shirts years ago. And so I have to talk to you, because we're going to be losing here soon, because we got a jam-packed show.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on here? The Supreme Court's kind of surprised me. I didn't think they were going to touch this, but it looks like they are.
Yeah, they're touching it, and it looks, you know, from every indication that they're going to rule that Trump should stay on state ballots. And just, I don't know if that's the worst thing or not, but it would have been delicious had they ruled that he was ineligible due to inciting an insurrection, which would be fair. But it looks like he's going to slide.
And I think part of their rationale, what I heard, was that all the states, even though we like to keep separate state and federal, that all the states should kind of be on the same page. And it's or we're going to run into this again every election, where maybe an all red state wouldn't have Biden on there. And so to get involved in that. So when it was explained that way, I kind of made sense to me.
Right. And I would rather see him defeated at the ballot box and just the American people could speak. And, you know, we have influence and ability, we have ability to influence that decision out here. And so I don't know that it's the worst thing that he's going to be left on the ballot. And he hasn't really been convicted of insurrection yet. He could be very likely. Yeah. That's what's happening in South America, right? Bolsonaro is, been convicted of inciting insurrection there. So pick it
up. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden says there are things he could have done better when it comes to classified documents.
I wish I had paid more attention to how the documents were being moved and where. I thought they were being moved to the archives. I thought all of it was being moved. That's what I thought.
Mr. Biden responding to Special Counsel Robert Hur's report today. It found wrongdoing on the part of the president and questions his memory, but it doesn't recommend criminal charges. The Supreme Court heard arguments over Colorado's attempt to keep former President Trump off the state's primary ballot. A Nevada jury has awarded about $130 million in damages to five people who suffered liver damage after drinking bottled water marketed by a Las Vegas-based company. The Senate voted to begin work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Six people from the same family are presumed dead after a shooting and a fire at a home this week in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening, one touchdown near Albany in Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're a comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a little rain in the overnight. It will switch to snow, but any kind of accumulation will be very, very light. A light dusting to perhaps up to a half of an inch. Lows around the 30-degree mark. Morning snow Friday will give way to cloudy skies, lower 30s, and breezy. Right now, it's 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on site from the best coffee growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Rain tapers off this evening, then cloudy overnight with a low of 32, then Friday cloudy with a high of 36. Cafe Latte is unlike any restaurant you've ever experienced. Grab a tray and pick from their award-winning selections of soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts. Cafe Latte, Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or cafelatte.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is. Hey, we got a guest on today, and I don't know if she's on right now. I do see her in the background. Anna, are you there? Well, hey, Anna, we're going to be talking about the MMIRW March this weekend, and it's on Wednesday, February 14th at the East Phillips Community and Cultural Center in Minneapolis, and speakers start at 11 a.m. and wear red, and it's free and open to the public, Haley. You've been to this, and it's an unbelievable event. I've met people like Bernie Sanders' wife was there 1 year, and it's always important to remember to have the women lead in this this activity in this parade. And so, Anna, hey, ho, how's it going?
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I'm like, I didn't see the mute and the camera button new to live radio. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to see you again. Hey, Anna, could you introduce yourself? We talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about, but I want to get in a little deeper.
Yeah, sounds good. My name is Anna Negretti. I'm with the Missing Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office. I'm the community planner. We're a super small office right now. There's three women, as you were talking about, women leading them. Leading the way, we're an office of three women right now. We're hiring a fourth person here in the next month to be our intelligence specialist. So we'll be expanding a little bit, and hopefully in the next year we'll get two more folks to join us as well.
Yeah, well, we're really excited to have you on, and maybe we can get a little deeper. I just gave a little overview of what's happening on the 14th, and maybe just a little bit of what how you guys are going to be involved, and take it from there. If you don't mind, Anna.
So MMIW March has been going on for some years now. As you know, our office is brand new. It will be, our director will have been in office 2 years now at the end of this month. Myself and my coworker have been on for a year now. And so now we're just kind of playing catch up, and thought it was really important that we get involved. Big shout out to Naida Medicine Grow from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, who's been, working really hard along with us we've been working together to plan the event, and lots of collaboration with community organizations. So we're just playing catch up, and just trying to raise awareness about what we're doing now that we're an official state office. We're the first state office in the nation, so super excited, and we know that it's important that we show up, and that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. And one of the things too, I have one of your cool hoodies, and what a great logo you have, and also understand that it's going to be in the license plate coming up, and I'm excited to try and get a license plate with your logo on, and outreach, so people can see why I'm driving 100 miles an hour to Madison.
We're super excited that that comes out on the 15th, so the day after our march. It's a $25, I think it's like $13.50 to buy the plate, and then there's an annual contribution of $25, and that will go to our reward fund board. I don't want to mispronounce it. I have to look at the name of it. It's Haley. Do you know how to pronounce it? Did you practice?
I do not. I'm not quite sure.
Exactly. But Gadye-Mikwindigozi-Wug Reward Fund, which means they will be remembered forever. So that's the reward fund board. And so we have a pot of money. And so the purchasing those plates supports the reward fund. The reward fund will do a couple of great things for our office and for our community. It'll serve to bring in tips on MMIR cases. So we'll be paying out those as we, the reward fund board just started meeting. So we're trying to figure out the details of that. And it'll also go for things like general awareness campaigns when somebody is missing in the community or has an unsolved homicide case. And also searches, because we engaged in our first large-scale search back in September for the Nevaeh Kingbird, who's been missing since October. It'll be 2 years this past October. So, we're excited to have that, reward fund up and going. So we're anxious to get that rolling.
Yeah, it really makes sense. And I thought it was such a great idea that that you could have that fund support rewards, actions and things like that. That's really a great idea. And we have State Senator Mary Kunish on every Friday, and we've been talking a lot about this. She was one of the people that really helped push this forward in the Senate, or first as a representative and then as a state senator. But we're really excited. Let's go over real quick. So East Phillips Cultural Community Center in Minneapolis, and speakers will start at 11. And wear red, like we were saying earlier, I think it's really important to have the certain groups lead the way. And if you're a white ally and coming to join us, ask questions to people, don't assume anything, and just come in a good way and a good heart. And it's always a big march.
We're really excited for that piece of it. We have speakers for about an hour, and then we'll do the march starting at noon. And then our intention is to feed the people at 1 o'clock. Senator Kunish will be there. We're super excited to have some guests along with families. I mean, that's really important. Mm. We really want to elevate their voices too. So we have some families that from both missing family, from folks that have missing loved ones, and also who have are survivors, their relatives have were killed due to violence, homicidal violence. So we'll have family speaking. So that will be good to just hear from their perspective how they've been impacted. So thankful they've been willing to kind of share with us.
I know in years past too, people have carried signs for their lost ones, and that's part of the really emotional part of it is people speaking, people that are still looking for people 15, 20 years later. Very emotional, very timely. I always like what State Representative Heather Keeler always says to her children is like, I will never leave you. So if I'm gone, look for me, because that's one of the go-tos is that, oh, they're probably, you know, doing this or that and they'll be back and, you know, just not really paying attention to us. And now they have to with your organization and the outreach that we've been doing over the years.
Yeah, I think that's been one of the most impactful pieces of my work is just getting to, so I'm the community planner, and myself and Tawny Smith-Savage, she is the violence prevention coordinator. She and I share a role called family support liaison. And so we get to work directly with families that have been impacted. Mm-hmm. And that really like informs and drives our work. When you hear stories that, you know, when you hear from families, I'm stuck where my family has left me. It keeps us motivated to do what we do. I mean, that's something I'm really proud and that our director has really allowed us to do is be directed by the community voices. So I'm super blessed to be working for the office and have great leadership that allows us to do the work and really be responsive to families. So I'm excited about this event, about our participation and engagement this year. When we started last year, we were just kind of in the crowd, and this year to be a part of it, we're trying to show up. We're trying to be there, and that's what's important for our families.
Well, a lot different this year than the weather last year. It was raining and very slippery for an old elder, a little baby elder over here was having trouble maneuvering some of the sidewalks and streets. So this year will be a lot better.
Yeah, we have transportation for elders too, you know. not that you'll need that, but we do have transportation for elders. It's sponsored, I think, by the American Indian Center, their elders program. So we have lots of good collaborations going, and that's really what our office is like. Like I said, we've just really tried to connect with community that have been doing the work long before our office has existed, who called for our office to exist. So I'm excited for this. It's good to be in community spaces.
Yeah, we'll have to do a selfie with my hoodie that I got from you guys. I don't know what I'll have to do. Put a red hoodie underneath it, so I'm black and red. I don't know.
I'm wearing my hoodie too, so and lots of folks will be wearing those too. It has red in it, and we'll get you a bandana. We'll make sure that you're squared away. You could break out your red pants if you have some red pants.
You know, I was just thinking about going to Goodwill and check it out and see if I get some, but that might be a little too festive for me. Hey, it's at East Phillips Community Center and Culture Center in Minneapolis, and the speaker started at 11. And it's a must be to try and make it that early and listen to the speakers and start off in this march in a good way. Really appreciate you coming on. I got like a minute left here. Do you have anything else you'd like to let the people all over Turtle Island that listen to the show know about your organization?
Just, you know, if you need support, reach out to us, you know, as soon as possible. The first step, you know, if somebody goes missing, we want to dispel that myth. There's a 24-hour waiting period. There is no waiting period. So call right away to be referred to our office. You go onto the DPS website and request support. That's the first step. And that's what gets us engaged. But a police report needs to be made. So that's kind of one of those just things that we need to do. We're watching social media and we're seeing those. We're seeing that folks are impacted. But we can't always respond, or we don't always see all the social media posts. So reach out to us. We're here to help. We want to help. You know, we're a small office, so be patient as we grow. We're learning. We're doing some things right, you know, right, but we've made some mistakes too. And but we want to be here. We want to be helpful. So thank you for having us on and giving us some opportunity to be a voice.
We'll see you the 14th in a big peeny geegee. It's great to have someone when you're in that situation to reach out to. So again, thank you for doing the work that you do. That's so important.
Thanks for having me. See you soon.
We'll see you. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, we got Rory. Wake him up, and we'll be talking things that's going on. This is Native Roots Radio. Oh, wow.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities.
Minneapolis Air dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis Air on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! We should have brought Anna back on for the howl. Hey, so I'm glad I find you. You find me funny there, Haley. I caught that last little giggle at the end. That was awesome. Made me laugh. Hey.
Thanks.
No problem. Hey, before we're waiting for Rory Wakeham up to show up, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the meet and greet that's coming up. On what date is that again? Let me look at my notes.
It's the same day, so it'll be next Tuesday, February 13th. All month on AM 950 here, which is our home base station. We're really grateful to be on AM 950. We have February is the whole listener appreciation month, and there's a special listener appreciation event that you may need tickets for next Tuesday. So make sure you're listening in to all of the local shows on AM 950. But we'll be at the, I believe it's the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park next Tuesday evening to hang out with a bunch of cool listeners.
Yeah, definitely. And I have an opportunity that, and all you listening on our other stations that carry us, come on down and meet us and, you know, check us out and see how much of a fool I am in person as opposed to on the radio. It would be nice to meet you face to face. It's always really fun, Haley, to meet our listeners. And first of all, 7 years ago that we first started the show, I was surprised we had listeners. So that was a big thing first, that people are listening to the show, and then we've grown it to what it is right now, and there's a lot of people. You know, we're going to probably have Anna jump back in and talk a little bit about what's going to happen here. Rory got hung up here a little bit, so we're going to ask Anna to come back. And thank goodness she was there in the bullpen waiting just in case for this opportunity. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, we got Rory, who's our artist, and he's been doing for years and years art prior to this march and walk on the 14th. Anna, do you have any insight on the scheduling of that? Because I know it's fun. He shows people how to silk screen, whether it's T-shirts and scarves and things.
Yeah, we're actually doing 2 days, and day one on the 12th is for community organizations to come out. They can bring their T-shirts. You can go to Goodwill and grab one if you need some. We'll have some bandanas on hand too, and they'll do free screen printing for you. And that is Monday is for community organizations. Those are more typical business hours. I think they're starting from 9 a.m. To 4, I think we said. And then day two is really for community. And so, you know, we want to make sure that students and families can come out. And so that starts later on, and I think that lasts till 7. I want to say that's like 4 to 7 or 4 to 8, something like that. So, bring clothes to print, but we'll also have bandanas. Learn the process. Rory's been great to work with. He's done a lot with our planning too. We're planning on feeding people throughout the day as you're there too. So we'll have some food there for you. So please come on down and. You know, that's just a way to show support, show unity, be in community space. So we welcome folks to come down and learn and be in community with spaces with us.
Yeah. And so it's a MMIWR logo. And is it the same one every year or is it different? I don't know. But
Rory created some stuff. So it won't be like our state logo that we have, like for the office. It's on the hoodies and bandanas, but he has some like some art that he has saved, and that's what they print with the same kind of message of,
yeah,
just, you know.
I think I have it right here. I have it right here. Justice for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. And that's on the T-shirts. Also, what I think is interesting, Anna, is that I've seen pictures over the years. And at the, where is it? The Indians Women's Resource Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And the whole place is like T-shirts and silk screens and people. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, Rory does a great job setting up. He makes sure that it's staffed, and really what we appreciate is that just his willingness to kind of teach and show us how to do that. It's something fun for the kids to get engaged mm-hmm. with, a way for them to do something to show support and be there. So it also gives us a chance to just talk about talk about our missing relatives as we're mm-hmm. why we're there. It gives us a chance to remember, say their names again. It's a good time to do that. So we tell stories, we, just come and talk and eat and laugh and sometimes cry too. But mm-hmm. so we're excited to be in a community space.
I want to give a big shout out to Rory too. There's another day, a national Native Missing and Murdered Indigenous Day in May. And the last few years, especially 2 years ago when there were all those red cutouts that he did and his crew did and all the teepees that were at the Capitol. That was unbelievable and very emotional. And he also did it the last year, too. But that 1 year was just amazing what him and his crew did.
Yeah, we're really excited. As we've done our planning meetings, we started meeting back in November. And so we're going to continue these meetings that we've been having for planning to continue on to May 5th because they've done it for quite some time and it's always beautiful. It's always gives you a moment of pause to just admire what he's done and what community creates and what he inspires. So yeah, big shout out to Rory for what he does.
Well, Anna, now that you're on and we got a couple minutes left, let's just talk about a little bit again. So people that are, sometimes they're driving home, getting in and out of their car, is that we have that march. And then prior to that, 1 day or is it 2 days earlier, we're going to have Rory wake them up, help the community do T-shirts and screen printing for this event.
Yep. It's hosted at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. I wish I had the flyer for that in front of me. But day one is for community organizations to come out. Bring clothing, bring cloth even if you want to print. Lots of people do that, but we'll also have some like blank red bandanas to print on. And then day two is really day two is really for community to come out. We want to see families, we want to see students. We know it impacts our whole community, so we really want to give an opportunity for organizations. And thanks to all the, you see at the bottom, all the sponsorships that folks that are coming together to do that. So thank you to all of those for showing up for our community like they have been doing year after year. So
could you pop that up again? Because it has the address on there that I haven't up and saying. It's 2300 15th Avenue South in Minneapolis. That's Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center for the February 13th, 11 to 7 event that we've been talking about. Wake 'em Up Productions. It's a public art event, and we're really excited to promote that and be a part of this as a marcher and a supporter of our women who are sacred to us. And we talk about that every day here on Native Roots Radio. Anna, I want to say thanks again so much for coming back in because Haley and I appreciate you coming in and filling in the blanks in a good way. So I really appreciate you coming on to Native Roots Radio.
Well, thanks for having us again, and thanks for highlighting this event. Thanks for always being a part and just helping to elevate the voices. We appreciate you and look forward to seeing you here in the next couple days.
Right on. All right. I'll have my hoodie. I better wash it. Oh, wow.
Thanks, Anna.
Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and all those things that make us whole. We're still here. We are.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.